Today, November 13th, marks the 25th anniversary of the dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial here in Washington. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised that after a controversial and unpopular war and a contentious debate over the end of the war, that there was also an emotional debate over the memorial to recognize the men and women killed in that war. Even more argument followed when a 21-year-old student won the design competition for the memorial. As is now so well known, that designer was Maya Lin. She was an architecture student at Yale. The Vietnam Memorial started as a class assignment. Since then, she has achieved world renown. She's designed the Civil Rights Memorial in Montgomery, Alabama, several buildings and spaces, and a number of large-scale environmental artworks. She continues to find ways to innovate with her art. Maya Lin joins us now from Vancouver, Washington. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Does it seem like 25 years?
No, it doesn't seem at all like 25 years. I kind of have to take deep pause when I think of it.
Do you ever visit the memorial yourself, just on your own?
Absolutely. Whenever I'm in Washington, generally for work, one of the greatest things for me personally was last spring when, for the first time, I brought my two girls to the memorial with my husband and brought along Professor Vincent Scully, who was actually instrumental in helping me when I was creating the piece. He didn't realize it, but it's sort of a long story, but that it was just very special to be able to bring my two girls to the memorial with one of my favorite teachers.
It would be hard to describe for them, I think, just what an uproar there was about the memorial, about the selection of you. I don't know. Did you even try to explain it to them?
No. I think when they get a little older, they're still pretty young. They're 8 and 10, and they know that I made this, but we don't really go into details. So I think I just don't want them to know about that right now.
Did it bring feelings up for you? I know you've been there before, but did it bring anything up for you being there?
You know what? I think because it was so contentious at the start, I think I have avoided it to some degree. It's not that I'm not proud of it. It's more that that year building it was a fairly trying time. I think I also wasn't then able to share it with friends. I couldn't even explain to my parents. I didn't want them to worry, so I didn't actually bring it up at the time how difficult a time it was to get it built. I was very young. So I just sort of built it and then went running back to graduate school as soon as possible to try to kind of get on with what I wanted to do with my life. But I think it definitely, though I went back for the 10th year anniversary, I couldn't make it back for the 25th because of my travels and what I'm doing right now. But it's always very heartening to go back. I think for me, at the start, I felt a little like a voyeur, watching veterans, watching people go by it and be moved by it or moved to tears made me feel a little awkward, because when you imagine something like that happening and then you witness it, are you not, in a funny way, oddly not supposed to be there watching it? Because it does become such a very private mourning experience for so many. And initially, I felt a little odd going there at the start, and now that's been very much replaced with just a feeling of, if I do have the time and I happen to be in Washington visiting, just saying hello to the piece again. It's nice to visit it at times.
Does anyone recognize you when you go down there?
I think some people recognize you a little bit. I happily don't get recognized a lot, which is good. I've always argued that my works are very public and then I can be very, very private, which I like.
Well, you know, you were saying that you felt a bit of like a voyeur at the memorial. I bet you a lot of people feel that way, although it is, as of course you must know, an incredible destination, very much visited, always crowded, very much loved. People go over and over and over again. And I was wondering if any of the people who were so angry about your selection have ever apologized to you or ever said that they were wrong, given how the memorial has been received and has been incorporated by so many people.
I think in two respects. There was a very strongly vocal architecture critic for the Tribune who wrote a letter of apology to me saying he's wrong. The other person was, I think, William F. Buckley. He was a family friend of really good friends of mine, and I think he had written a fairly skeptical, scathing attack on it in the National Review, and then after it was built, almost immediately people changed their impression of what the piece was, and it was almost taken in and adopted, taken to heart the minute it was built. I actually always felt it was going to be controversial. It was doing something that in its time was very, very different from what is normally understood and seen as what a monument should be on the Mall in Washington. So the controversy surprised me less than I think people thought it might, because I had studied other buildings and competitions in Washington. It's very rare that you actually get to build what you kind of originally conceived of. And I think the veterans who built it, the Vietnam Veterans Fund and the Fine Arts Commission and National Capital Planning, all the commissions, they were very, very protective of the original design, which doesn't happen very often in competition design in Washington. Usually, and I was very much worried because the piece is so minimal, there would be embellishments, at which point it would have been lost. So I was actually very surprised how true it is to its original intentions.
Is there anything from that time that sticks with you?
I think it's left me a little gun-shy. I think anytime I put a work in, though people have been incredibly responsive to all my projects, I still remain oddly very much wanting to be very, very private. It's just the nature I think I was put through. Also, it was a publicly fundraised project. The veterans, Jan Scruggs and groups, really wanted to get the plight of the returning veteran known. They had sort of come back and been faced with a lot of hatred, a lot of animosity, and this was incredibly psychologically damaging, as we all now know, but we didn't then. So part of the whole point about raising funds for the memorial was to make it as publicly aware as possible. And then I was this very young woman. I was in the press a lot. So as a rule, I have a tendency to shy away from that type of publicity.
Not to belabor the point, though, but it is interesting, having read many biographies about you and seen the film about you, that you are a shy person. You described that you and your brother are very close to your parents. You were very solitary as a child. So it is kind of funny that you're such a solitary person, so living so much in your own head, and yet you've become a public architect. I mean, you are probably the one architect that many people know, or artist, for example. You know what I mean? You work now in these big installations. It's just sort of funny, isn't it?
Well, it's ironic. I mean, I think I'm very much drawn to history and what I say memory. So after the Vietnam, then I worked on a memorial for civil rights, and then at Yale, the women's table. Right now I'm out in the state of Washington working on a piece that blends ecological concerns with the Lewis and Clark Trail and all the Native American tribes along the trail. So again, once more, I'm drawn to talking about our time period in relation to historical time, and I'm actually beginning to launch what will be the last of the monument series, the memorials, and it's called Missing, and we'll focus on extinct and endangered species and places. And I'm a very concerned environmentalist, so for once I'll be kind of bringing my own cause. So I don't know. I mean, I think I'm drawn to talking about history and using history to teach us about a different way of looking at the future, maybe. But I've always seen my career as it's developed as a bit of a tripod, sort of one leg is art, one is architecture, and the monuments, the memorials, are hybrids, architecture and art combined. Memorials have a function, but their function is a purely symbolic one. But yeah, I've always felt that though the work can be very public, I happily remain extremely private.
Well, thank you for blowing your cover to talk to us for these few minutes today.
NPR.
Maya Lin, artist, architect. She joins us from Vancouver, Washington, where she's working on her latest project. Maya Lin, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations.
Okay, thank you.